the new discipline policy has been in place for half of a school year. What are you seeing?
This year alone, there has been a reduction in the area of around 500 children that have not been referred to the juvenile justice system. That is an incredible number of children that are being identified, receiving services in the school, having their behavior addressed. They're having their mental health issues addressed.
What are some of the things that these kids have done or some of the actions that they've taken that might have meant that they would have gone through the juvenile justice system a year ago?
It's anything from being disruptive at a school function where a child may yell profanities in the hallway, a child that comes back to school after being suspended or not allowed to attend a school activity like a football game. Traditionally, those children were arrested for trespass, engaging in a minor pushing match that would have traditionally had the child arrested for battery. I think it has been a long time coming for this new approach. We have seen some very positive outcomes in the short period of time, but we have to be vigilant.
We've seen other school districts across the country sort of starting to walk away from zero tolerance policies and struggling with it. The Philadelphia school system had a huge scandal where they were ending their zero tolerance policies, but what ended up happening was a lot of on-campus violence was going unreported because administrators and teachers felt pressure to not report these things. How do you guard against that?
That was one of the greater concerns from the principals and the teachers association, as well as the administrators at the Broward County School Board and law enforcement. Teachers need to feel safe. They need to have resources available to them. We had some long discussions about reporting. We want the data to be accurate. We want to have a clear picture as to what is actually going on in the schools. Our agreement is a growing, living, and breathing agreement. We will tweak it and address it and change it as necessary when we recognize there are issues.
You're in the public defender's office. What are your concerns about how this will work?
You know, my greatest concern is going up to court and seeing a young child arrested from a school for a minor incident that now will travel with that child for the rest of their life. After seeing a number of children make foolish mistakes when they're young, and then come back to our office some 4 or 5 years down the road when they're 19 and 20 and they're trying to get a job at, you know, a doctor's office as a receptionist, and they're having difficulty doing that, we recognize that we have to take a different approach. And we as adults should recognize that we were once children and we made some really, really poor decisions. But we had the luxury of recovering from those poor decisions.